Coming up, Katie Carter tells us about more arts events in our region. It is time for Area Voices and the Bemidji Area Arts Events. I am Katie Carter, and it's going to be a great night for the Bemidji First Friday Art Walk. Today kicks off some great shows for the month of October. At Dunn Brothers Coffee Shop in Bemidji, they'll be featuring Vintage Clothing Collection. That's new and exciting. And the collection is by Sky Vintage and Handmade. It's actually an online shop that's curated, and it's owned by a woman named Sherry Ramirez. The display will showcase one-of-a-kind pieces, and those pieces will be for sale. Check out Dunn Brothers. The Bemidji Library will be featuring the works of Ruth Ann Nordland this month, and she's a retired art teacher, and she's an oil painter, and her pieces just, like, burst off the page and pull you right in. So I definitely encourage you to check out the pieces at Bemidji Library. Gallery North is announcing the display of internationally renowned artist Gabor Namath, whose artwork will be on display as a showcase artist, along with BJ Jolly, Marion Caroline, and Elaine Netlin. This will be a collection of watercolors, acrylics, oils, paintings on feathers, and a lot of other stuff, too. Gallery North has been relocated to 310 4th Street, so check out their new location. First Lutheran Church is featuring the photography of Joyce Clevin, and she's a retired math teacher from Bemidji, and she does nature photography, especially birds. Wild Hair Bistro is presenting Scared Stories and Myths by D.L. Houseman, and the exhibit is exploring six Ojibwe origin stories interpreted through two mediums, woodcut prints and acrylic paintings. And Houseman depicts the stories of two young braves in their quest for spiritual guidance, followed by four animal stories, those of the wolf, the frog, the turtle, and a story of seasonal change that's caused by the crow and the trickster. So he's a retired art teacher, and he's been showing in Bemidji for several years now, and definitely check out the Wild Hair Bistro show. The Northwest Indian Community Development Center is displaying an array of unique art crafted by area indigenous artists. There'll be traditional and contemporary artwork. It'll be jewelry, 2D art, sculptures, and multimedia exhibits as well. And the Northwest Indian Community Development Center is located right next to Slumberland in Bemidji. So definitely check that out if you haven't yet. Headwaters Music and the Arts is featuring Sarah Peterson this month. She's an oil painter, and her exhibit's called Transitions, and it's a celebration of her shift in artistic focus to embrace more contemporary style. She's sharing her feelings, experiences, and emotions through a vivid use of color. And then after her show at 7 o'clock tonight at Headwaters, they're hosting their first Friday coffee house, so you definitely want to check that out if you're out and about. And then even later at Real River Folk School, they're hosting their monthly First Friday Fest. And that includes performances by Tim Goodwin, Cage Jamber, and Ime and the Big Thick. And there's always a bunch of artists on hand at Real River on the First Friday events that are doing their thing and being creative. And then tonight also, Bridget's Pub will be serving some beverages. So check that out at Real River. To find Real River in downtown Bemidji, find the viaduct, go over it, and take a left. I encourage that. And I want to remind folks that later in the month of October, the Walk on the Wild Side Wild Rice Festival is going on in Park Rapids on October 21st. And in Bemidji, the First City Art Studio Cruise is going on that same weekend of October 21st. So just keep that in mind. And we welcome you to tell us about any other events that are going on in your area. We're happy to spread the word about different arts events and cultural events going on. You can post those to our community calendar, which is, you can find that on our website, kaxe.org. And, you know, you could also send me an email too. Just Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at K-A-X-E.org. I'd love to find out about it as well and help spread the word too. So we want to share the good news about the arts and cultural events going on in our region. We've got a great mouthpiece to do that. So it's been Area Voices. You guys, everybody out there, have a fantastic Friday and go check out the art that's right around the corner from you.
Area Voices made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Citizens of Minnesota. It's the Friday Morning Show.